Sagt the Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. So you remember what the lamps look like. The lamps are like a little shisel, maybe it has a handle on one side, or a kind of a spout that comes up a little bit, where you put the wick in and it burns. And then you fill up this lamp with oil. And then sometimes the oil may drip out, like it may drip out from where the spout is. So I have a great idea. If I see some of the oil is dripping out, I'm going to take a plate on Shabbos and put it over there underneath the lamp to catch the oil. Can I do that? Says the Mishnah. No. Ein neistin. You cannot place clear utensil tachas in there underneath the lamp lekabel by Hashem to receive the oil. The neistin b'vayyan. However, if you placed it there before Shabbos, mutter, then it's okay. What is the problem? Why can't I place a plate there to receive the oil? Well, the answer is this oil is muktzah because it has been designated for burning on Shabbos. Something which holds muktzah or has been set aside to hold something that is muktzah is also muktzah. So therefore what I'm doing is by placing the plate here underneath the lamp, I'm making a plate muktzah, and you're not allowed to make something muktzah on Shabbos. Why not? Can you move something that's muktzah? No. So Chazal consider this, at least according to one opinion. It says if I'm taking the plate and gluing it down. Some say it's like you're taking the plate and destroying it because it can't be used anymore. But either way, you're not allowed to put a little plate underneath the lamp to receive the oil. But you can put it there prior to Shabbos. If he places it there while it's still day, meaning on Friday, mutter it is mutter. Now, let's say I placed it there on Friday, I'm allowed to do. Now I want to use the oil. I want to use some of this oil for my eggs Shabbos afternoon or for something else. And Zakta Mishnah, no. The ain ne oisin mi manu. You can't have any hana from it. Why not? Fisha ainam in hamuchim. It has not been prepared for use on Shabbos. Once the oil has been designated for the burning of the fire, to fuel the fire, it becomes muktzah. And you can't just, even though you didn't do anything wrong here because you put the plate there before Shabbos, but you can't just take that oil and use it for your eggs or anything else. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, mitaltalin, you can move ner chadash, a brand new lamp that has never been used. Because it was never used, it's not grimy. So people aren't repulsed by it. It's not muksa. Avalo yashan, but not a lamp that has already been used. It becomes like, people don't want to see it. Like the lamps were made out of earthenware. When it mixed with the oil, it kind of like gets all crumbly and grimy, and nobody wants to use it. That's called muktzah machmas mius. It's a certain type of a muktzah. However, Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon does not hold of muktzah machmas mius. Rav Shimon says, kol haneiros metaltalin, all lamps can be moved, whether it's new, and even if it's old and grimy, chutz, with exception of. And here's where even Rav Shimon would agree that you can't move this on Shabbos. Chutz min haner, with the exception of a lamp, hadoylek b'Shabbos, that is burning on Shabbos. Rav Shimon does not want us to move a lamp that is lit, because he's scared you may come to extinguish the fire. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, nice and kli, it's okay to place a keli, tachas haner, under a lamp, lekabel netzoytzes, to catch the sparks. But v'loy yitein l'toychay mayim. But you can't, let's say, fill it up with water and place it underneath. Because then you're going to be extinguishing the sparks, and that you're not allowed to do. Now, why would I want to put a keli over here to catch the sparks? Well, the answer is because I don't want the sparks to burn the table or the tablecloth or anything. But am I not making the keli muktzah because now it's filling up with sparks? And the answer is no. Did you ever see a keli full of sparks? The sparks kind of disappear. It's called ein by mamish. It's not like the oil. So that's not called making the keli muktzah. Now, I understand that I can't fill up the plate with water on Shabbos. That's like extinguishing the fire. But why can't they do it from Erev Shabbos? Why can't they place a keli with water underneath the lamp prior to Shabbos? And the answer is because I'm scared that if he does it Erev Shabbos, he's going to come to do it on Shabbos. And if he does it on Shabbos, that would be considered extinguishing a fire.